103. Are we all there? If you are there, say hey, amen. Okay, so we can wait for a while. If you do not have a Bible, there's a Bible under the seat in front of you. We are looking at the first five verses of this psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. It says, and I read, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." God bless you. Shall we please pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. We magnify you. We thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. We thank you for this opportunity to exalt you and to magnify you. Lord God, we pray that you take absolute control as we look into your word. Spirit of our living God, I yield to you and I surrender to you personally that you, oh Lord, will give me clarity of communication. And we pray that you will help us to grasp that which you need, you want us to get today, that we might leave here blessed, prepared and ready to live the lives that you have called us to live. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, this is a psalm. Psalm 103 is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving to God. And in this Thanksgiving period, I just want to shed a little bit of light on giving thanks to God. And so today I'm speaking on this subject, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And this psalm is believed to have been written by David and at the later stages of his life, probably while he was getting and preparing to die, he wrote this psalm. And if we all know, when people are closer to their departure on this earth, whatever they say or do is very meaningful and very important. And so we come to this passage here, and I'm looking at the first part of this passage, 1 to 2, which is blessing God for all his benefits. Blessing God for all his benefits. Or we can say, praise the Lord and count your blessings. We as children of God need to become people who praise God and count his blessings. You know, I'm so grateful and thankful. I've been in this country 9 years. And God has done awesome things in my life and my family's life. I'm meeting great people and all of them have testimonies. Every one of you, as I've been here serving, you all have testimonies. We can tell God is doing something in our lives. Whether good or bad, we are alive today. And that alone deserves thanking. You see, in life, I am so grateful that USA has a day that is set aside to really just thank God. But, you know, the sad thing is this. For some reason, the meaning of Thanksgiving Day in this country is really being distorted. It's now become a commercial activity in this country, business and money-making event in this country, to the extent that, I mean, weeks before the Thanksgiving Day, all sorts of if you have email, all the stores and the places for money start bombarding you with Thanksgiving opportunities and all sorts of promotional activities to just cause you to spend and raise. And because of that, focus has really gone off of the real meaning of this Thanksgiving. As we learned today through Brother Franco, it was a day that has been set aside to really begin to reflect and thank God for what he did in the lives of our forefathers who first came to this country and did not die but survived. And they used those times, that day, to just remind themselves of what God has done in their life. But not so today. Today, it is an opportunity for the stores in USA to make money. And so, to the extent that right from now till next year, maybe mid of January, it's all going to be money-making opportunity. Yeah, the main reason for Thanksgiving has been overlooked. This day is being overlooked. The main reason for Christmas is being overlooked, you know. And so, for some reason, our society and our world is going towards a world whereby it can decide to do its own thing and push God out of the picture. But it shouldn't be so for the child of God, you and I. We need to always remember and keep our focus on God and really begin to stick to that which is most important, why we are on this earth. You know, I called some people up here for us to do this song and all that because it's all about Jesus. The child of God today, when we think of Thanksgiving, shouldn't be thinking of the turkey that will be cooked. Even though, yes, that's good. It's tradition. We shouldn't be focused on the tradition, but we should be focused on the meaning of what we are doing as children of God. Today, a lot of people will begin to, in schools, they will be asking them, what are you thankful for? And a lot of people will begin to think of things that they are thankful for. Things, people that they are thankful for. And it is good. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children in my life. They make me laugh. Sometimes I'm going through a lot and I'm thinking about a lot. And Ezra would just stand and do something and it will make me burst in laughter. You know, so innocent. I'm thankful for all of you. You are such beautiful and sweet people in my life. You are such a great support. Very kind and nice people here. I can't see anything wrong with any of you here. Is it true? I'm thankful for the opportunity I've had to serve you. But you see, all this wouldn't be possible if it had not been by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If it had not been God. And you see, this psalm, David, as he comes to the end of his life, after everything God has done for him, he just begins to write this song, blessing God. He is not writing in this psalm. When you read it, there's nothing like supplication, bringing your needs to God. There's nothing like binding a demon. There's nothing like, you know, anything else, needing God to do anything. But he is just in a place in his heart where he just is asking his soul, himself, to really just start to praise God. And the child of God of today must come to that place in him, in his or herself, where it's all about praising the Lord Jesus. And so it shouldn't be a one particular day. While that is very good for a whole nation to put a day aside to praise God and thank him for what he's done, it has to be a regular thing in the life of a child of God of praise. The child of God's life must be praise. When people see you, they have to see praise. People shouldn't be looking at a child of God and see hurt, see offense, see bitter, see hate, see all the things that we can see in this world. Lust, see whatever, all the discrimination, see all the things that are not good in our world. When people look at us, they should see only that which is good. And so David begins by saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." David is not saying bless the Lord because he is blessing God. No, God is God. He's the supreme God. He created us all. God is the authority of all authoritatives. God is the master of everything, the God of everything. And so there is no way a human being can bless God. There is no way a thing can bless God. There is no other higher power we can call upon to bless God. God is God. He introduces himself as the I am. He is everything that is good, that is righteous. That is what God is. And so he's saying, bless the Lord. He's not referring to somebody, but what he's saying here is that, you see, that God will accept the praises of people. He, as a human being, from the little that he can do, that God will accept it as his way of really just blessing him and honoring him and thanking him, showing his appreciation. God, just accept my appreciation towards you. That's what he's trying to do here. And then he goes out, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. He's calling to a deeper place within him. He's calling to a deeper place within him. It is the soul that really matters when it comes to a human being. We are made of flesh. We are made of soul. We are made of spirit. But he's calling from a deeper place within him to say, hey, bless the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Exalt the Lord and give him praise. You see, this points that our praise shouldn't be just from the outside. You know, oh, you see how today we all came to church and music. Oh, shall we all rise and praise God? And oh, yeah, right. And you lift your hands and you are here, but you know this. Let me just go through there. No, King David is saying that his soul, it has to be, you see, the praising of God has to be something you want to do from the deepermost place of yourself. It shouldn't be the outward appearance. I can be standing here and be doing all, going through all the motions. You saw the way I came to stand here and I'm rapping and all that. Hey, I can do all that. You can do all that. In your way of praising, you can communicate in some way that you're praising. But if you're doing that, it has to come from the most inner place of yourself. And from the depths of that place, you give your praise. You give your praise. So he's really telling himself. It's almost as if he's telling himself that he's realized that he's not even doing enough in praising the Lord. So you and I can always do better in praising the Lord. And it shouldn't only be the outward appearance. It shouldn't be the physical. The true praise is that which comes from within us. And when it comes from within us, it will surely show physically that we really are living a life of praise to this God. All that is within me, bless his holy name. You see, I am not very musical, like the way our music team is. They are very on a different level. I know they can sing. But he says, all that is within me. He's literally saying, every ability that God has given me, praise him. He wants to use every ability that he has to praise God. And so you might be here like today, Brother Franco. He's a history teacher. He came to give us some history and background of the Thanksgiving activity. Glory to God. It is his way of praising God. He's using the abilities that he has. I did a little bit of rap and singing and all that. Some were doing reggae. Brother Sam is playing the keys. Sister Catherine is singing. It has to be everything that God has blessed you with. All that is within me. Whatever ability, whatever thing that you have within you, use it to praise God. You can use your smile to praise God. You can use your voice to praise God. You can use your hands to praise God. You can use your mind. You know, most of the time when I'm sitting there, I'm thinking and I'm praying and I'm on a deep level. Sometimes I'm at home and my wife will call me and I'm not hearing her. She'll come like, babe, I'm calling you. Oh, sorry, babe, what are you saying? Sometimes I'm on a very deep thought and a very deep level of connecting with the Lord. We can praise God with every ability that he has given us. If you are a nurse, you can praise God with your nursing. If you are a cleaner, you can praise God with our king. As a matter of fact, our main cleaner here is a professional cleaner. And she does it here for free because she sees it as her praise to God. Everything, he says, praise his name. And so you have to begin to ask yourself, what has God given me that I can use to bless him? I can use to praise him. I can use to glorify him. I can use to magnify him. All that is within me. All that is within me. That means we don't need to allow anything that is within us cause us not to praise God. Your mind shouldn't cause you not to praise God. Your heart shouldn't cause you not to praise God. Your body literally shouldn't cause you not to praise God. Your mouth shouldn't cause you not to praise God. Your eyes shouldn't cause you not to praise God. Job said it. I've purposed in my heart to set my eyes not on foul things, vile things, sinful things. Some of us, all we love to see is evil things. We want to see the most glorious movie, the movies that make the worst blood in this world. We want to see, when it comes to evil things, we want to see all of them. We cannot do that. We cannot speak bad things. Oh, our mouth. Somebody, help your mouth, please. I pray you need to begin to ask God to help you to say good things and bless him with good things. You see, if we are not careful, this same mouth that we're supposed to be using to bless him, we cannot be using it to be cursing. And so nothing within us should cause us not to praise God. And so in this season, as we begin to reflect on thanksgiving and giving glory to God and exalting him, it has to be your totality. Your totality has to be towards praising God. This is not the time you should be planning on, you're going to get Thursday free. Maybe you have Friday free. Maybe you have Saturday, you have Sunday. Some of us have probably gone to Netflix and we have lined up on all the crazy things we want to see. We're going to binge watch things. That's not the time you want to begin to binge watch that series that you've been waiting to see for how many years now. It's the time you want to use to begin to really reflect on your life. And so today, as we sit here, we need to begin to reflect on our life. How is our praise towards God? How is our gratitude towards God? Can it be better? The way I'm living my life, is it really honoring and praising and magnifying and saying a thank you to God? If God looks at me now, is he actually pleased with me? King David, after all these years of the blessings he had received from God, is at the place where he said, oh my soul, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. No matter what our achievements for God, no matter how our relationship with God is, however who we are as children of God, whatever that is going on in our life, we could do better in blessing God, in exalting God, and in magnifying him. It's time of reflection. It's time of checking ourselves and looking at who we are. Is our life a giving to God or our life a hindrance to God? God bless you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that this Thanksgiving period, you will begin to reflect on God and you will begin to really yield and surrender and lift him up like he's supposed to be. I pray that he will begin to become the center of your life and not the side of your life. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that you shall really begin to yield and that everything that is within you will begin to praise God. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that you will not be taken over by a demon that will lead you to dishonor the Lord Jesus Christ. But God will bless you. God will favor you. God will increase you and will deliver you and will set you free from anything that does not allow you to honor him. God bless you so much this season. And so when you come to verse 3 to 5, I'm going to focus on life in relationship with God is whole and healthy. Blessing God who redeems. Blessing God. You see, there is a reason why you and I has to devote our totality to praising him. There is a reason why we are not just praising some God for just God. Even though that in itself alone, the fact that he's God alone should cause us to praise him and give him all our uttermost. It's not just that. King David says here, look with me in your Bible, verse 3 to 5. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? Who forgives all your iniquities? You and I. He's reminding us that this God is a forgiving God. No matter what you and I have done or have been doing, he's saying God forgives us. Can you imagine? We are not the most holiest people on this earth. USA is not the most righteous nation in this world. But God has blessed us with everything we need. When it rains on everybody. When the sun shines, it shines on everybody. When the snow comes, it's coming on everybody. God has blessed us. He forgives us regardless. When we confess of our sins, he's willing to forgive us. And so that in itself alone, because he does not cut us off, because he does not throw us away, we can begin to thank him for his love towards us, for his forgiveness of sins. Who heals all your diseases? Glory to God. Who heals all your diseases? You see, to King David, his healing does not come from a doctor. Even though God can use a doctor to heal you, he sees his healing coming from God. From diseases and viruses and issues that he cannot control. But God heals us. He delivers us from illnesses. We have seen in so many ways through our scripture how God has healed illnesses. And maybe you yourself seated here, you are a testimony of an illness that you went through that God brought you through. God healed you from. You can praise him because he redeems your life from destruction. All of us have somehow, because we are human beings, have been condemned to destruction because of sin. But God loving us sent his son Jesus Christ to come and die for us. That through Jesus Christ we might be redeemed from the power of sin. That we will not end up in destruction. That in itself alone, we have to thank him and praise him. We have to exalt him. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Loving kindness and tender mercies. There is so much you and I must thank God for. Had it not been his loving kindness and tender mercies, we can see through scripture how he dealt with others so harshly. And today, by God's grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't deal with us like he dealt with those people. That is not a key to continue sinning, but to remind us that our God is a merciful God. And we need to praise him and thank him. Who satisfies? Who satisfies? All our needs he satisfies. Maybe you are here, you are thinking, oh, but he doesn't do this for me. He has not done this for me. I need a job. I don't have a job. I'm praying. No. God knows what is best for you. God knows what is best for you. And the fact that you have your life today in itself is satisfaction. Others, I am not saying this to condemn anyone, but you can go to the hospitals and look at what others are battling. And you can begin to give God thanks that you are not in worse situation. Your youth is renewed Your youth. Yesterday, our men were meeting here, and as old as our father is, one of our fathers here, he was there sitting in the middle of us. This man can dance when he comes to church. You see him standing there dancing. David was going to the end of his life, and he still writes this. Some of you can testify how sometimes you feel weak and you pray and you suddenly feel strong and you can go about your day to day. You see, this strengthening here, it gives you the inner strength to be able to even go through your physical weaknesses. God has done a lot for you and I. And if he has done all this, we can begin to give him the praise. And so maybe you are here and you are asking, Pastor Barnes, I want to give God praise. I want my life to be a life of praise. How do I do this? I just want to point to 6 things that you can pay attention to. Be aware. Forget not his benefits. That's what the writer says. Forget not God's benefits. You see, for everything you get from God, don't forget those things. Always keep in mind the benefits that you are getting from God. Secondly, be honest. Don't be a phony. There are so many phony, fake Christians in this world. We are liars. We are not honest. We put up faces. Don't be a phony Christian. A life of praise is that no matter what you are, who you are, when people see you, they should see you for who you are. Not today you are something, then tomorrow you are. Today you are here raising your hand. Tomorrow when you go, the moment you close from here, you run into your boyfriend's room. And you know the things you do behind closed doors. Don't be a phony Christian. Your work, your colleagues at work, do they know you just as we know you here? When I come here and I'm looking at all of you, you heard what I said. You've all treated me so nicely. Does your husband know you that you treat him nicely? In your marriage, are you the nice one or the dangerous one? Does your wife fear to come home? Does your husband fear to come home? You know, some people, they love working. They want to just stay at work because they just cannot go home. The moment the front door is open, there's battle. Are you a phony Christian? The third one is this. Be grateful. There is nothing that encourages praises like gratitude. Have a thankful heart. Have a thankful heart. Be grateful. Be grateful for the little you have. Be grateful for the little that you have. If you can be grateful with the little things, God will begin to increase you. God is a God of faces. He won't just throw you into the deep end. He will start from somewhere. But the little you have now, be grateful for that. Be cheerful about that. Exalt God for that. Be thankful to that. And you will see how God will begin to raise you up. Have a cheerful heart and be a cheerful giver. Many of us are not cheerful givers to God. We grumble and murmur for... Very soon I'll be starting a series on and going through Exodus. How the people of Israel were ungrateful to God and how God dealt with them in the desert. But you and I can begin from now a grateful heart to God. Number 4, be vocal. Tell someone, sing his praise, bless someone with a testimony. I love to share my testimonies. I love to be vocal about Jesus. You know, as a matter of fact, I cannot be in a crowd whereby nobody knows that I'm a Christian. No, somehow you got to know. I will praise God, I will exalt God, I will be positive, I will be whatever. Look, be you and let who is not you be them. But all that you can do, be vocal about the Lord Jesus. Praise him. Let people hear you talking about Jesus. Many people do not know that we are Christians. At our workplaces, people know us to be maybe that boy or that girl. They don't know that there is a God that is unique and supreme to us. They don't know that we have a deeper big brother whose name is Jesus that we love more than anything else. And we don't share him with anyone. The 5th one, be natural. Praise God in a way that is natural for you. I know myself. I praise God the way it's natural for me. You might be jealous of me. You might be whatever of me. By God's grace, I praise God the way I can. Hey, some of my friends here, they know. When I enter your house, everybody will know I'm there. I'm natural to me. Maybe you like to be whatever you want to do, but be natural. And don't be the kind of Christian that is overboard. Right? That is overboard. So when people see you coming, oh man, this girl is so fake. What is he trying to say? What? No. Be natural. And then the sixth one, be consistent. Many of us are not consistent Christians. Make it part of your everyday experience. Make it part of your everyday experience. Spend personal time with God. And out of that personal time that you are spending with God on a regular basis, on a morning basis, afternoon basis, evening basis, when people come around you, they will begin to experience this God. Have a life that is consistent. Many of us are not consistent. Oh, today we sinned. Tomorrow we are all happy. Then the next day we went and sinned again. And so every time we come, we are like roller coaster Christians. Oh Lord, thank you. Forgive me. It's always forgive me. When are you just going to be able to praise him? When are you going to be able to praise him? Be consistent. God bless you, children of God. God make his face shine upon you. May this period of thanksgiving cause you to begin to really reflect on why you are a child of God. May you begin a life that blesses God, that praises him, that God is proud to accept. You know, many of us, our praises are like, oh, even angels in heaven don't want your praise to come. You know, you are better not praising than to try and praise. You try to praise, all angels are like, oh my God, no. God should love our praises. You know, when you read Revelations, it tells us that our praise goes up to the Lord as a sweet fragrance unto God. So if your praise can be sweet fragrance unto God, can you imagine? Every time you begin to praise, God's presence comes. And so he says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Not the fake praise, not the dodgy praise. Not that one. God bless you so much. God make his face shine upon you. May God's joy be with you. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Shall we pray?